Does your ministry or church find zoning laws confusing? You're not alone. Stay tuned.
It's an important question for your ministry. Here's attorney David Gibbs, Jr. of the Christian Law Association.
Evan called the Christian Law Association because his church, which had a primarily international congregation, was having a hard time grasping local zoning laws. The church had purchased two residential structures, and they were hoping to turn them into a meeting space. Evan did not realize that zoning compliance and permits would be required after purchasing the property, and the church had been struggling with the process for quite a while. Once he called our offices, our CLA attorneys were thrilled to be able to partner with Evan's church and to walk them through zoning regulations and how to move forward. Praise the Lord, his church succeeded. Be sure you have someone to help you with confusing zoning laws. And the best policy is to know the zoning laws before you purchase the property.
If you've got a legal question, why not connect with us online at christianlaw.org? You'll find legal brochures, case updates, our e-alert newsletter, and a complete publication catalog, all at christianlaw.org.
We're coming up on 8 minutes past the noon hour here on our Thursday. Trust and pray everybody's enjoying a good day thus far. And we're glad to have you joining us now and hope you can hang around for the next little while for the time that we call Swap Shop. It's a time that lets you buy, sell, or trade right over the radio, absolutely free of charge. So if you've got something you'd like for us to air, you got a garage or yard sale going on, or if you're a business and you have job openings, we'll get those on for you as well. A couple of different ways you can reach us. Of course, you can call us 828-884-9427. You're welcome to email us at wgcr@icloud.com. Or if you'd like to include photos, you're welcome to use our website, which is wgcr.net. Radar just caught my eye. Some showers moving through the Mills River area, probably heading on through Fletcher Mountain Home, heading toward Edneyville, if it keeps the current track. And not lightning or any rotation or any hail associated with this storm. Just got some pretty good downpours. So if you're in the Mills River area, not a large sale unless it grows, but hang in there and it will improve. We'll talk about weather. Storm Isaias. That's how we're going to say it. That's going on, and several other things. So who knows what we'll get into. Hey, if you would want to weigh in on the conversation, our text line is always open. That number is 828-577-1296. Taking us up to Swap Shop time today, a song by the Doug Raines family, their new CD, and we sure appreciate this wonderful music. Song entitled, Everything He Touched, He Changed.
Of Cana, the clay upon the ground, the withered hand of a wounded man, ears that had never heard sound, eyes that had never seen the light of day. When they encountered Jesus, they were never the same way. That was the instrument of death, became a symbol of life as he breathed his last. measured wood that held the King of Glory on that tree now stands for our salvation and hope for eternity. Everything he touched, he changed. Scattered around the lonely shell, my restless heart, the peace I had not found, were all erased when I encountered Jesus that glad day. He put me back together, and I've never been the same. Everything changed. Nothing that felt his love ever remained the same. He made it new, he healed, he saved, he turned it all around. Everything he touched, he changed.
This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christian musical heritage.
Abide with me, fast falls the eventide.
It is better to wear out than to rust out. That was a phrase that was used by Henry Light, who is the writer of this hymn. He pastored a poor church in the fishing village, and though it was a hard and discouraging place to minister, he stayed by the stuff. He wrote this hymn as he was dying of tuberculosis and asthma. And it was at this point in his life that he kind of felt all alone. Reading the account of the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, he ran across these words from the two, "Abide with us." From that he wrote, "Abide with me, fast falls the eventide. The darkness deepens, Lord, with me abide. When other helpers fail and comforts flee, help of the helpless, oh, abide with me."
Abide with me, fast falls the eventide. The darkness deepens, Lord, with me abide. When other helpers fail and comforts flee, help of the helpless, oh, abide.
A Christian Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
And with that familiar theme, it is a joy to welcome you to Swap Shop on this Thursday, the 30th day of July. Sounds weird to say that date. But hello, I'm Christy Johnson.
And I'm Roger Walton. And one more day, and we're going to cut 45 minutes off of the AM broadcast day. 15 off the first part and 30 off the bottom. Yeah, 6:45 to 8:15.
Yeah, we lose a little bit of time. We hate that, but we're always here 24/7 at WGCR.net on the app, which is Anchor Broadcasting in your app store, and at 94.9 FM.
It's funny because I live kind of with some mountains in between me and you, and it's kind of, I'm on this side of the Continental Divide, and so in the mornings, if I have the radio on, and just so people know, we don't come on at full power. It's 2 hours into the broadcast day, and I will hear it clear up. And then 2 hours before we sign off, I'll hear it go, psh, and all that static will start coming back in.
Kind of like slowly letting the air out of a balloon. Yeah.
That's exactly right.
You can
but
hear
you can
the difference.
You can tell the power's going up or going down.
Yeah, the transmitter's doing its job, but we hate that for those in what we call the fringe areas. So if you're in that area, you hear us when we're on full power, but it's kind of a struggle. And you just have to want to listen to us in those non-full power.
I'll be fair with you. I can go outside and get it with no trouble. It's the fact that we have a metal roof inside. And I've learned a couple things. One is I have to run on batteries. If I plug it in, that 60-cycle hum on 720 is just like a marriage made.
Yeah.
So I don't plug it in. And I have it close to a window, and I have it turned a certain way, and I can get it pretty well. And it's amazing, when the power's off, it comes in clearer. On those days when we are listening to battery power and have a fire in the fireplace because we have no power.
Yeah. See, you don't have the other electrical interference. So have you tried holding a thing of aluminum foil in your left hand and standing on one foot?
Ladder.
Yeah. So try that, and you know, it should clear up for you. Back in the early days, and it may still happen now, I don't know, I've not heard of it, but when we first increased power, folks that lived around us, we were coming in on their toasters, on their coffee makers. They listened to us whether they wanted to or not. We apologized for that and did what we could to fix it, but just one of those things with AM signals.
Well, Florida, there we had an FM Christian station in Ocala, but like GCR, they used a satellite dish, and it was like as the crow flies half a mile from my house. Mm. I walked to it all the time, and there was this big FM antenna. Well, my big outdoor antenna, when I would turn it to try to get Orlando stations, it would block the signal.
No.
So I would have to skirt around it and try to pick up Orlando stations around that big tower. And I thought to myself, boy, I wish there was a good gospel station right there. It would blast me right out of the house.
You could listen to it with headphones, not even being plugged into anything.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the good stuff right there. Yeah, it's so odd. You know, weather affects our signal. We usually, the AM is better if it's rainy. If the ground is wet, the signal seems to travel better. I know that's odd, but that's just how AM works. FM basically shoots down, you know, from a top down, like in a cone. But AM, it has its own little way of working.
Yeah, and at night, it'll get in the ionosphere, and it'll go way. I mean, I got a call from Missouri one night when we were staying up on the line late because of emergency weather. We were asked to stay on. And this is what the man said in Missouri. He said, I wish we had a radio station like you all out here. Because he was listening to what we were doing.
Yeah. So it's one of those things, and we're regulated by the FCC and the amount of power we can use. And 50,000 watts is the most that any station is ever licensed to AM. So there's no way to increase our signal, and no way for the AM to go 24 hours right now, because we have WGN, the big guns in Chicago, that we share 7:20 a.m. with, and they have the right to do that evening broadcast and overnight. So I don't know. Of course, the Lord, nothing's impossible with Him, but I don't see a way right now of a.m. going 24 hours. But we're thankful for the opportunity we do have in reaching folks around the clock with Amen. The app and online and with FM 94.9, which, just to clarify, it covers the French Broad River Valley. And that's mainly in Transylvania, Henderson, some in Buncombe County, just depend on where you're driving. But thankful for all the work that went into getting that FM up and running.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I do is I take the headphone jack in my phone or my tablet, either one, and that is an eighth inch. And then on the other end, it's a quarter inch, and I actually have it plugged into my stereo surround sound. And I just tap the app, listen live, and it comes through as if I was listening to radio on a stereo system. And it's really cool.
And Brother Rogers got it through his whole house. He had that set up in Florida and went down there and listened to it clearer sometimes than me sitting here in the control room. So, yeah, you got to love it. Well, hope folks have had a good Thursday thus far. And several things to talk about, Brother Roger. And no rhyme or reason to where I'm going today. So, nothing is nothing out of the ordinary. Let's see. I was going to get you to talk about traffic. What's going over on 40 around like Clyde in there? It looked kind of, well, unpleasant would be maybe a word.
Well, first of all, let me say to the person who just texted, we have not given one at Swap Shop, but we will.
Okay.
Okay. Now, 40 is, oh, wow. That got worse.
Yeah,
that got much worse. You can't even, I mean, if you're trying to get on eastbound 40, even off of 74, that is at a standstill. Now, I have another place I can go. Sometimes it gives you nothing. Yeah. And sometimes it gives you a lot of information. Yep. So
on my particular website, I'm seeing nothing other than just people stopped or moving very slowly.
Yeah, nothing on that right there. That's disappointing. I'm going further and further in, and I'm not seeing an accident icon, although I've been finding out that people have texted in and said it is an accident here or an accident there, and it's not showing. So whatever it is, folks, if you're coming up the mountain and you can get off at 209 there by that Pilot Travel Center, you'd be best advised to do that, because once you get past there, it's a parking lot all the way past the next exit, which is 74. I think that's exit 27 there, Smoky Mountain Parkway, isn't it?
It is. It is a mess through there. And I was looking, you can take 209 and jump down to 74, but then 74 is backed up almost. Then if you can get to where you can get to 23 and just keep running and go through Clyde and jump back out maybe in West Asheville, that would probably be, is that going to be the best route?
That or you, 74 where it splits there at Delwood Road into to 70 to 23.
Yeah.
Just take that to the next exit on to 40. Yeah. I mean, that's not that backed up going that way.
Mm-mm.
What people are doing is they're coming off and they're trying to get on thinking they got ahead of it.
Mm-mm.
And surprise.
Nope, not happening. You're going to sit there on 74, that little bitty stretch. So maybe you can turn around right there. That would be one option because you're not up on quite the on-ramp yet. So avoid 40 over in that stretch if you can. Take 1923 to 74 and just keep trucking, and you're going to want to go down to, like Brother Roger said, 209 and then get back on there at that exit, which you gave was 24 is the exit number there. All right, so that's one trouble spot, and I didn't really see anything else of any significance that caught my attention. I might miss something, but okay, I think that's it. All right, somebody texted in and said that they have an under-the-counter radio, and if, I love this. She has an under-the-counter radio, and if she opens the oven door, she can pick us up just fine. God love you. Talk about wanting to listen to us. Bless your heart. She said if she closes it, she gets static. So God bless and salutes to the precious lady listening with the oven door open. So I'm guessing she does no baking during swap shop time.
At least it's not. At least it doesn't have to be on.
That's true.
And there's probably something, in the oven that's bringing the sick, because you can get near it, you can touch a certain spot and it'll come in.
It does.
And then, but if you touch another spot, it'll go out. Mm-hmm. AM's kind of tricky that way.
Bless your heart. Thank you for listening. That's classic. I love that.
Yeah, that'll go in my memory.
Yeah, I will. I'm gonna have to remember that one. And then someone said that they were sorry they just tuned in and they were wondering how Pastor Barton was doing. And so what we know right now, Brother Roger, is surgery yesterday went as the surgeon had expected it would. Pastor was in the recovery area for most of the afternoon, and the extended time was because there was not a room. Wasn't a room available on the floor that he needed to be on. But around 7 o'clock, Miss Barton had asked everybody to pray that he would get in a room because she couldn't see him until he got in a room. And they had dropped him off about 5:30 yesterday morning, and she hadn't seen him. But just as church was starting last night, we got a text that he had gotten a room and that she was with him. Had some unexpected pain, but they got it under control. And he rested. Miss Barton rested. I think Pastor rested. And so he is in a room. And do you remember when they said about how long he was going to be there?
I thought Saturday.
Okay. See, I was that's what I was thinking, that a couple of days.
And by the way, I doubt that he rested, because hospitals are like, you almost get there and they come in and say, okay, time to take your blood pressure.
Yeah.
Then you almost get there again. Okay, it's time to take it. They do that like every 2 to 4 hours. And I'm like, how am I supposed to sleep?
Yeah, it's like, it came in. Do you need something to help you sleep? Yes. lock on.
And then at 4 a.m, they come in and say, okay, I'm here to stick you with a needle. Got to get some blood.
Yeah. I didn't mind that part because I don't like needles. So I was kind of half asleep. So I'm better at letting them poke me when I'm half asleep. But I pray he got as much rest as physically possible. It's a recovery period of quite lengthy. But he, Lord willing, hopes to be home sometime over the weekend. So please pray that, again, that things would go well, that they could continue to keep the pain under control, and that he'll get to come home in a timely manner that's best for him.
Yeah. That's, you're talking 3 days out.
Yeah.
That is generally the time frame they do now. But I think there's several avenues that have to be crossed, where his numbers are and pain level is, and level of comfort of, them taking care of him in the home. So those are the factors to go into it. So that's why I've been praying for a speedy recovery.
Yeah. And you've got to go through, and things could have changed, but in most cases with this, like with maybe hip replacement, knee replacement, there, like you said, there are some markers that you have to hit, and they do some great therapy in the hospital. They teach you, how to get in and out of the bed, how to get in and out of a vehicle, those things that you need to be as independent as you can. And so just again, pray for them that it'll be a timely. Okay. Well, Brother Roger, are you still there? Well, you know what? My computer just came up with the screen that said I ran into a problem and my computer needs to restart. They're just collecting some error info, and then they'll restart it for me. And it's slowly ticking down, 20% complete. And so that's the computer that Brother Roger's connected through. So what I'm going to do, folks, I apologize. He was here, and then he was just gone, and I didn't hit any button. You got to love technology. You love it when it works, but not so much when it doesn't. So I tell you what, we're going to take a break here and pray that things will get completed, and that after news and a look at the weather, we can get back to some form of normal connections.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Attorney General William Barr has been defending the aggressive federal law enforcement response to civil unrest in America during a hearing before the House Judiciary Committee. The panel's ranking member, Ohio Representative Jim Jordan, says there's no need for Barr to defend anything.
I want to thank you for defending law enforcement, for pointing out what a crazy idea this defund the police policy, whatever you want to call it, is, and standing up for the rule of law.
In his opening statement, Barr said that violent rioters and anarchists have hijacked legitimate protests ostensibly linked to George Floyd's death at the hands of Minneapolis police. He adds that the violence in Portland, Oregon, and other cities is disconnected from Floyd's death. New York City police say 303 department vehicles have been vandalized since George Floyd's May 25th death, causing nearly $1 million in damage. The department said that 14 vehicles were a total loss because of fire damage. Also at SRNNews.com, with coronavirus cases continuing to spike in parts of the country, several states now are running short of ICU beds, with Tennessee being warned it's on the virus cusp.
White House Virus Task Force leader Dr. Deborah Birx was in Nashville warning leaders there's a surge in cases. She's urging all Tennesseans to wear a mask, stop going to bars, and limit indoor dining. Tennessee's Republican governor vows he won't mandate masks and won't shut down the state economy again. Mississippi's reporting there are no available ICU beds in 9 of its major hospitals. I'm Jackie Quinn.
U.S. home prices grew more slowly in May. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller 20-City Home Price Index rose 3.7% in May. From a year earlier, that's a drop from a 3.9% increase in April. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 88 points, the Nasdaq off 37. This is SRN News. Students at a U.S. school take on anti-Semitism.
Florida State's Student Senate has approved a resolution that, quote, holds all members of the Student Government Association accountable to being educated on Jewish culture and anti-Semitism through communication with the Jewish community on campus.
Don't you love those unexpected opportunities for patients?
Yeah. We used to call it the blue screen of death.
Yeah. It's just not been, you know, my day has just been interesting day. And one day I'll tell you about, well, anyway, it ended up with a gallon of white paint spilled on my screened in porch. And that's how my day started. And I was dressed to go to work. I was just going to get one quick thing. And yeah, paint and I just have this love-hate relationship. Yeah, we do. It's mainly I love it and it hates me, or vice versa. But we're all good. It's been a day for growth. For growth, and I know the Lord has a sense of humor. Because that's what I told him this morning. I'm like, you have a good sense of humor there, because I'm trying not to cry because I need to go to work.
And is that like when Billy Kelly was dressed in his Sunday best and was just going to throw some food over to the hogs?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. See, and I thought I got all the paint off of me because I'm trying to scoop it up with a Tupperware lid and put it back in the gallon because I need this paint. And I just bought it, but the lid wasn't on good. And anywho, so I put on my mask. I'm leaving. I'm on my way to work. I have to stop somewhere. I go in the store, have on a mask, and I get to work here. And somebody said, you painting? And I'm like, why? They're like, it's all over your face and neck. So I had paint all over. Anyway, it's been a fun day. But yep, it's a good day. Good day, good opportunity for growth. And I might as well just laugh about it because some days it just is what it is. But we're back. I apologize for that, Brother Roger. It just, you were gone, and there was nothing I could do about it.
You blue screened, and when you did, you just froze. So I just had a frozen image of you here.
Yeah. So, and you were just, I could see nothing. My computer would do nothing. But hopefully and prayerfully, we will keep the connection and get through this. But
speaking of prayer requests, I've been mentioning this. And I did find out that the tropical storm that did form, so it's another named storm, is Spanish. So, and I took Spanish, and I understand it. So It is definitely Isaiah, that hurricane, or sorry, tropical storm Isaiah. But it has set its tracks right now for the Dominican Republic and Haiti. And that's not good.
No.
60 mile per hour winds. And within the next 12 hours, I don't know how bad it's going to be. But I have a concern for that we've already been seeing so much in Haiti.
Yeah.
And just really concerned about that. And the track shifted. And it looks like this could be the first eastern storm.
Florida.
So we're going to be watching that really closely.
Florida.
But today is the day. It's already gone over Puerto Rico. It's in those islands. And there's a whole chain of archipelagos, which is chains of islands. That's what archipelago means, called the Leeward Islands. And it's right in there that the Gulf and the Atlantic meet. And so it's gone through there. And we're looking at the Dominican Republic getting more of a direct hit and the Haiti being like on the north side. I'm just not sure what that's going to do. With them having no protection at all, I don't think it matters what side.
Yeah, it has the potential to be life-impacting regardless. Yeah, and Puerto Rico, you know, Maria, that they're still many,
yes.
I was reading today, many homes are still covered with tarps, as that's their roof, and they just never recovered from Maria, which hit them back in 2017. And our listeners were so gracious and sent a lot of relief effort there. Well, we're definitely praying, and I was looking as far as its impact for Florida, for the U.S. here, Florida, the Carolinas possibly impacted. You think it's going to be along the coastlines, or is it yet to be determined?
This is weird. It had gone to the, it actually started where it was moving west, and then when it formed and got over into the Atlantic or the Gulf, it changed and it was back to the middle track, right straight up the middle of Florida, like Irma did. Then at a 5 this morning, it had moved over again, skirting the coast of Florida, kind of out from South Carolina, hitting the Outer Banks. But then at the 11 o'clock, when it moved further east again, so it's going to be a little offshore. But again, you got the cone of error, so anything could happen. But it pulls it a little bit outside the Outer Banks. So it's still far enough out, but we're talking about probably Monday. It's running at 20 mile an hour. Let's see if it speeds up, slows down. You know, sometimes these things slow down, and then it's, misery waiting on to get there.
Because sometimes when they slow down, they have the ability to grow, gain strength. It just depends. So the models right now are just kind of, you've got the spaghetti models, which means that, you know, the more narrow the spaghetti models are, the more certain they are of the track. So as those kind of tighten up, probably tomorrow and even into Saturday, should have a better idea of who's going to be
impacted. What they do is they're pretty much in agreement when you're looking at 12 hours to 24 hours out, and then they break up. So every time we move forward 12 hours, we get narrower further up.
Yeah.
And that helps. But it's still, Irma was supposed to do something totally different than she did, right up to where she was on Florida's coast and then made a curve. And Charlie, which came before I moved, 2004, we moved it back to Florida in 2005, but I went down because I had a home I rented. It had damage. Charlie was supposed to go right up into Tampa, got to Punta Gorda and made a right turn and came straight across Ocala. So you just don't know.
No, and they can use the latest technologies. And the crazy thing I think of are people, the aircrafts that fly into the center of those storms. And that's never anything I would want to sign up for, just saying. But they do that and gather information. It gives them a better idea. But we know it's in the hands of the Lord, and he can turn it however he so chooses. But say it again for me, Brother Roger, the name of this storm?
Isaiah.
Okay. This storm is, again, making history, because the earliest of we're this far in the alphabet. Usually it's August.
We started in May, And by now, we've got, and by the way, there's a disturbance just came off of Africa. So it has one more day to do something to become in July. But anyhow, eight storms from the beginning of the season to now, but we tied the month of July for the most storms in the month of July. We've tied it.
Yeah. Yeah, because we've already had Arthur, Bertha, Cristobal, Dolly, Edward, Faye, Gonzalo, Hannah, and
Isaiah.
There you go. I'm just going to point to you every time we need to say that. And if I pause, and I point, and Brother Roger says it. So pray for the folks in Haiti. Pray for the folks in those islands. We'll trust the Lord protect them, and we'll keep you posted on how it could affect folks on the Florida coastal area or even inland, and the same thing up the eastern seaboard. Well, someone texted in and said it was a great thing, a blessing that I didn't have the grandbabies there spill the paint. That was a blessing. And also the dogs were outside, so the dogs were not there close by because I could have just seen me trying to get paint out of two furry little dogs. Yeah, I think we just had real close haircuts when it was all said and done. But yes, thankful for that. In Asheville, I saw Brother Roger where they're putting out a plea. There is apparently a bear that they've spotted in Asheville that's got some type of plastic stuck around its neck. Maybe like a plastic pipe, a broken plastic pipe, something like that. But long and short of it is, they're saying if you spot this bear, and I saw a picture, it looks like a fairly large bear. Please call, because they're trying to get to where animal control authorities can come. They need to get that plastic removed from this bear, because even if it's not hindering him and eating and living now, it could. It's not something that, you know, needs to continue. So they're trying to track this bear so they can help him. So I guess you call animal control if you spot him. Don't approach him, whatever you do.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Well, Brother Roger, I'm sorry again for the problems with the computer and took a little bit of our time away. So I'm looking at the clock. I want to give you plenty of time to share with us. So we'll go ahead and look at our swap shop items for today. And if you've got something to add, feel free to give us a call, 828-884-9427.
Quilting fabric, including some quilt fabric tops. Very nice. Call for more information, 553-6734, 553-6734.
And tomorrow, Brother Roger, I'm going to do the next one, but I'm going to kind of clarify it. So if you can come in the backside sometime and fix it before next week or tomorrow. Somebody's selling two washing machines, and they are $150 each. I think he's got calls that maybe it was a washer and dryer, or that it was $150 for the pair. But again, they have two used washing machines. They're $150 each, 877-3363, 877-3363.
CKC Registered Standard Australian Shepherd Puppies for sale. They are black and white, $500, ready to go to their new homes beginning of September. 553-0331, 553-0331.
I'm going to read one you won't see. Here's a 1995 Damon Frontier Flyer motorhome. They're asking $6,700. The number to call is 580-630-3653. Again, they're asking $6,700. 580-630-3653.
A job opportunity, full-time office, data entry person, benefits available with an immediate opening. Also, a second job opening with immediate opening. It's a Seawell Water licensed or grade one or higher wastewater treatment plant operator. Benefits are available, and in that job, they will accept either full or part-time. Please contact Juanita James at 674-8171, 674-8171. 8171.
And here is a restored pump organ, and it is free to a music lover or ministry. They would love to have someone who will appreciate it and, again, use it in the work of the Lord. Would be a blessing. Call Judy, the number 508-9590, 508-9590. And I think that is our swap shop items for today.
And yep, and I just refreshed it, and that ad is fixed.
Thank you so much, sir. Also, I did a quick check back over on 40, and we're still seeing that backup, lengthy backup over around Clyde.
Even if they get that cleared up, it's going to take a while.
Because it's such a long backup.
Yeah, it's okay. Such a long backup. It's going to take a while to clear it out. So we usually, when if it's an accident, it's that like that long, it usually means there's something serious with injuries or fatality. Yeah. They've got more that they have to do on scene. So
yeah, and sometimes tractor trailers, because it's much harder in trying to right one that's overturned or et cetera. If anybody's been through there, and you've got some firsthand knowledge of what's up, if you wouldn't mind texting us or calling us, we'd sure appreciate it. And we can, that kind of, if you know what's going on, you kind of can say, okay, well, that's going to be a while all afternoon, or because I haven't seen anything from the DOT or from other sources that we check. Our text line, 828-577-1296, or our phone, 828-884-9427. Those numbers are also good for birthdays or anniversaries, so give us a shout, and we'd love to celebrate with folks. We have got a birthday today. Let me say first, happy anniversary to our friends in Georgia. Brother Caleb and Sister Brandy Nicholson have been married 9 years.
Has it been 9 years already?
It has.
Wow. I remember they were just little kids. In fact, I remember when I took three of them, Adam wasn't born. And we went out west, and I was like, wow, I'm getting old.
You survived a trip out west with the Nicholson brothers? Bless you, brother.
And my two children. Uh-huh. And then, and the moving truck behind me was Charles and Cheryl.
My respect for you just keeps going up there. You know, we love the Nicholson family. We give them a hard time. But Brother Caleb and Miss Brandy, precious folks.
Hey.
Pastors there in Georgia, hope I'm getting that correct, but we've had the pleasure of being at their church before. They're just precious, and we extend to them a happy anniversary wish, and may have many more. And then birthday wishes today, Brother Mark Parker is having a birthday today.
Congratulations, Brother Mark. Happy birthday.
And then also Mrs. Amanda Brown, and I'm going to go out on the limb and say that, well, I'm not going to go on a limb. She's celebrating a milestone birthday today.
I was going to say, you were in dangerous territory, and I was going to hang up.
Yeah, mm-mm. I'm sorry, I've lost connection. Yeah. Or it's better than losing consciousness, so we'll take that. But she's in a new club today, and what club that is, we'll leave it alone. But it rhymes with sporty. There you go. But happy birthday, Miss Amanda. I hope you have a great day. And the number was put on here and was given, so, but again, we'll refrain from listing it.
And I remember teaching her in high school. So, yeah, there we go.
Sure appreciate Brother Jeff and Miss Amanda there at the Emmanuel Amen. Baptist Church in Lansing, North Carolina. Their church folks love them a bunch, and we do as well. And if I get everything correct here, Miss Amanda is Brother Stanley and Miss Debbie Adcock's daughter.
Yes. Yep,
so that'll make a connection for some folks. But God bless Brother Mark and Miss Amanda. And if you know anybody else celebrating today, we would love to celebrate along with them. Amen. Well, Brother Roger, share your heart with us today.
Well, we've seen Jesus at Gethsemane and Gabbatha and in the grave. But that grave was in a garden. And Mary was standing outside that garden weeping. And she looked inside, and she saw the two angels, and they said to her, you know, why are you weeping? And her reply was, because they've taken away my Lord, and I know not where they laid him. Hmm. And you got to keep that in mind, because she's thinking he's dead.
Yeah.
And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing and knew not. Now, in the Greek, there's the perfect tense like we have in English. But there's called what's the pluperfect, which means based on events that have happened, this result happens. She knew not. Hmm. Because based on the events, it can't be him.
Yeah.
He's I know what he said, but it can't be him. I watched him die. And so she doesn't know him. She supposes him to be the gardener when Jesus saith unto her, "Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou?" She thinks he's the gardener. So far, she's heard his voice, but no connection. And she says, "Sir, if you have borne him hence, tell me where else laid him, and I will take him away." And I don't know how she thought she was going to do that. Then listen to this one word. Jesus saith unto her, "Mary."
Yeah,
and
boy.
I thought, Jesus is the sweetest name I know, and no one says my name sweeter than Jesus, the sweetest name I know.
Mm.
There in the garden, she said, "Oh, wow, Rabboni."
Yep.
Wow. And this is the cool thing about it. They were in the garden with all the beauty of creation and resurrection. And there's a great song that Tony Gore, Majesty Do, it says, "Meanwhile in the garden, the tomb was empty where Jesus laid." And I love this line. It says, "And the only one left crying today is Satan,
yeah,
defeated and bruised." I'm glad he was in a garden to personally whisper a name. And I say that to you today because you call out the sweetest name you know, Jesus, and listen to him call your name back. And there's nothing like it.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Roger.
Early in the city of Jerusalem, roses were covered with dew. His friends had all come together, feeling afraid and confused. The past 3 days filled with sorrow, hours went off and they cried. The last time they'd gathered together was at a tomb with the Lord sealed inside. They spoke of the joy and the pleasure, treasures he brought to their soul. They spoke of the healings and the miracles. It now seems such a long time ago. They remembered the last time they saw him. He was lying in a cold, dark tomb. But meanwhile in the garden at sunrise, victory had shattered the gloom. Meanwhile in the garden, the tomb he laid in was empty at the first light of day. And the only reminder of his presence were the grave clothes left where he lay. Meanwhile in the garden, two angels were waiting for Mary, tell her the news. And the only one left crying today is Satan, defeated and bruised. Yes, the only one left crying today is Satan, defeated and bruised. Meanwhile in the garden at sunrise, victory had shattered the gloom.